BFBS. Your stories. Your stories. Mount Pleasant, the Falklands.
Amongst the many guests visiting the Falkland Islands during last week's Liberation Week was broadcaster Simon Bates. He was here to present his Smooth Radio breakfast show to the UK from our BFBS studios at Mount Pleasant Complex. I asked Simon what had been the main aims of his visit.
We decided to come about 3 months ago, and BFBS, bless its heart, once again is helping us out. We'll be doing 5 breakfast programmes, looking, of course, at the anniversary, just as you are, but we're also trying to look at it for the future, because it is a classic example, I think, of certainly the British Armed Forces actually saving a situation and then helping develop it. And the fact that, what, there are 1,200 troops here now as opposed to 30,000 when I was last here, and they're working in all sorts of areas which are beneficial to the islanders, is something that I don't think we know enough about in Britain. What always amazes me when you think about it is how gentle and how welcoming the islanders are. We've just been a couple of hours by helicopter to have tea with a couple of farmers, and they're just so nice and so kind. I'll tell you the thing that surprised me, and it really has surprised me. When I came here 30 years on from the liberation, I thought the young people would not be interested, and I thought the young people would, if you like, react against it and not perhaps realise the sacrifice that was made. The number of young people I've met in Stanley who actually said to me, thank you, and I thought, don't do me, you know, I was just a reporter. And you realise that the situation on the Falklands is so deeply imbued when it comes to gratitude to what the armed forces did.
And you get to some of these places which are way out beyond, and it makes you wonder how on earth they managed to live in that sort of existence, but they seem quite happy with their lot.
Well, that was the thing that puzzled me. You put your finger right on it. We were flying out to the middle of nowhere, as far as I'm concerned. Well, you know, the middle of nowhere, with no facilities at all, no chance of getting help in a hurry or getting luxuries in. These people, have been without eggs for about a month. There's no chance of going into Stanley and getting luxuries that aren't considerably overpriced. And yet one of them today said to me, Mr. McGill, he said, God, it's a lot better than it was 30 years ago, you know. How bad must it have been?
This is Nigel Rennie for BFBS in the Falklands.
Your stories. BFBS.